Welcome to Wealthion. I'm Eric Chemi. Wrapping up my first week here on the channel. Thanks for sticking with us throughout the journey. As you know, we typically do our weekly market recaps on Saturdays. Don't worry, that will be returning in the coming weeks, along with new episodes and ways to interact with our team of experts. And of course, more of what you want to see and learn more about on the channel. The whole team has been reading your comments. We want you to know that we hear you. And as we bring you new content, we will continue to listen to what you want to see on this channel. We'll also keep doing what Wealthion does best by being a trusted partner on your financial journey. We're here to help you and your family achieve financial greatness. In the meantime, let's look at the great Wealthion Fall Conference that Adam and the team just held in the last few weeks. One of the most insightful discussions from that weekend that I really enjoyed was with Michael Kantrowitz from Piper Sandler. He developed the HOPE framework, H-O-P-E. That stands for housing, orders, profits, and employment. That's his way of breaking down the main components of the economy. He's been one of the most bearish analysts on the street this year, and when you go through his charts, he makes a very compelling historical case for why hopes of a soft landing are just hopes. Adam dove into that and much more with Michael in the conference. Take a listen to a portion of that discussion.
Super useful tool in tracking where we are. It measures the progression of how the economy falls into recession. And interestingly, it's the same progression for how we get out of a recession, right? So 2023 is seemingly going to go down in the history books as the year of the recession that wasn't. And the question is are we due for a recession still from here, or have things materially changed? So if we could kind of dial through the latest data on your HOPE framework, and you can tell us what you're sort of seeing through that.
Sure. You know, I think coming into the beginning of this year, we did see some better housing data. Things like the NHB index, builder sentiment started to improve at a consecutive pace. I think we had six consecutive months where housing sentiment improved. We saw other housing activity data like building permits and housing starts stabilize and rebound. And I think that was part of what got the soft landing excitement really to gain some fuel and some acceleration in that story. In the last 3 months, what we have seen is an unwind of a lot of that improvement, certainly in the momentum of the data. The NHB has been down now for three consecutive months. We're back to a 40 reading that just came out this week. And we've seen home builder stocks get hit. And obviously, interest rates have continued to move higher to a point where people are concerned that whatever we had seen is not going to be sustainable.
Right. And to a point where you had like the head of the NAR and the national mortgage lenders write to the Fed and say, please, please cut rates.
Exactly. Exactly. Wrote a letter. They would tell you that the economy is still rate sensitive. I think that's probably what they were screaming in their letter. I'll show you a chart real quick of the NHB index to highlight how, you know, we are still rate sensitive. And when you look at macro relationships over time, you can see these relationships play out. So here is, let me make it a little bigger. This is the blue line is the 30-year mortgage rate. And it is advanced about 6 months. And the black line is the NHB index.
Great. And just to be clear, this is an inverted chart of the mortgage rate.
Correct. Yeah, the blue line is inverted. Yeah, so I'm just gonna go a little shorter time so you can see the relationship, and you know the chart looks a little better, but you know the relationship there, it's not a perfect linear relationship. There's a lot of things that impact builder sentiment, like input costs and home prices, but certainly on its own, this inverted chart of the mortgage rate shows a pretty consistent leading in ability to tell us where, all else equal, housing sentiment is going. So we did see late last year, late 2022, mortgage rates drop. I think they fell about 100 basis points and change from their highs. And in the wake of that, we saw better housing sentiment, better consumer sentiment, better equity market sentiment. And after the banking crisis, early in April, we started seeing rates march back higher, and they've continued to move higher. So the signal there is that home sentiment and housing in general, I'd say, is going to see the lagged effect of higher rates for the foreseeable future, the next 5-6 months.
Okay. And I should have said this at the beginning when I introduced you, Michael. Your HOPE framework is an acronym, obviously, yes. And it stands for housing, orders, profits, and then employment, right? And sure. Basically, that's the progression you expect to see a slowdown happen with, right? You would expect it to hit housing first, then to hit sales, then to hit profits, then eventually to hit the jobs market. So that's why we're starting here with housing. And you're basically saying the trajectory of housing continues to look downward from here, correct?
Correct. And, you know, the lags in housing, this chart here is about 6 months. And again, they're variable. It's not an exact science. And when you go all the way to the other side of the HOPE framework on employment, it tends to be about anywhere from 18 to 24 months until you see a broad impact on employment. So we're not even there yet with respect to, let's say, the Fed tightening cycle. We're just actually the beginning of that window at about 18 months since that first rate hike. You know, once we get into the second, third, and fourth rate hike, which is over the next several months, we would expect to see further evidence that employment is deteriorating. And obviously, I'll show you some of those charts that we're looking at.
If you liked that preview, you're going to love the over 10 hours of content, along with Q&A sessions from the entire conference. To learn how to purchase those replay videos from the conference, just head to wealthion.com/conference. Thank you for watching.